The city is making progress on a number of initiatives to protect residents from extreme heat. On February 4th, 2025, Council passed a motion to get the ball rolling on several initiatives geared towards preparing the city for rising temperatures, including setting a maximum temperature for residential rental units and creating a heat response plan. At their Tuesday night meeting, the city's Environment, Infrastructure, and Transportation Policies Committee took a look at the completed community heat response plan, created in collaboration with the Southeast Health Unit. Kingston is experiencing more frequent and intense heat events. According to the plan, by 2050, the number of days over 30 degrees Celsius is projected to rise from 6 to 22 annually, and days over 32 degrees Celsius are expected to increase from 1.2 to 8.3. These conditions not only threaten public health, but also put pressure on city infrastructure and essential services. The Community Heat Response Plan outlines the actions to be taken when Environment and Climate Change Canada issues a heat alert, focusing on mitigating heat-related health risks, especially for vulnerable populations. As for immediate actions outlined in the report, the core focus of the response plan is the establishment and promotion of cooling centers. Upon a heat warning, the city opens designated cooling centers and ensures that all city-funded emergency shelters also serve as cool-down locations. With this being the central focus in the plan, citizens raised concerns about the accessibility of cooling centers. Kingston resident Tara Kaner spoke before the committee and raised concerns about potential barriers to accessing these centers, including transportation, limited hours of operation, and social stigma.
Cooling centers during heat waves are part of the solution, as studies suggest. However, there is little known about who uses them and whether they are effective in reducing heat illness and death. Obstacles to utilizing cooling centers are multiple. My request to you is that you take the time to consider the barriers before you endorse the Community Heat Response Plan. Please address the difficulties so that the cooling centers will be effective.
In response, the city's manager of climate leadership, Julie Salter-Keen, noted that the plan will be subject to continuous updates, including looking into what data can be collected while preserving the privacy of those using the centers and offering more public transportation to make the centers more effective. In addition to cooling centers, the city will also be extending public pool hours during heat events and continuing its Keep Cool While It's Hot campaign, which began in 2024 to educate residents about the risks associated with extreme heat and provide guidance on preventing and managing heat-related illnesses. Beyond immediate relief efforts, the heat response plan also outlines longer-term strategies. These include strategic tree planting and green infrastructure to reduce urban heat, enhancing shade and thermal comfort in public areas like parks, playgrounds, schools, and the downtown core, and preparing for poor air quality during heat events, including clean air shelters and masked distribution. Looking ahead, community members also requested updates on progress on other items in the February motion to make the community more climate resilient. Salter-Keen noted that the proposed bylaw amendments required to set a maximum indoor temperature for rental units with AC will be reviewed by the Policy Committee in July. Extending the mandate to buildings that do not currently have air conditioning installed will be dependent on the findings of the City of Toronto, currently investigating the legal viability of applying such a bylaw to all residential units. This is expected to be complete by the end of the year. Councillor Wendy Stephen wrapped up the discussion, noting the comments from residents and what's to come for the city in the next few months.
I just want to acknowledge, Tara made some really good points that there are some actual legit barriers to people using cooling centers, and I think it's worth acknowledging that is definitely true. I think it's also important to acknowledge that the heat response plan is one piece of a bigger picture. I fully agree. It's not sufficient. It's not enough on its own. But I think that this is one piece that is a step in the right direction, at least in formalizing this. I completely agree. I think that the missing piece is going to be when we hear back about the City of Toronto. And I think that'll really put things in perspective of what we can and can't do so that we can hopefully move forward with some really meaningful action.
The Heat Response Plan will be reviewed annually in partnership with the Southeast Health Unit to ensure it remains effective and up to date. Residents can access current information on heat warnings, cooling center hours and locations, and signs of heat-related illness on the City of Kingston's website. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.